2 weeks ago, I asked you, why does the same treatment work for some people and not others? Last week, I asked you, are you healing at the right level? Today, we're going to maybe answer both of these questions, not in the abstract, but specifically. I'm going to introduce the five healing archetypes and tell you about the quiz that I'm launching that will show you exactly which one you are. By the end of the episode, hopefully something's clicked, a recognition, a sense of finally being seen accurately by a framework rather than reduced by one. So stay tuned. Hello and welcome to Ask Dr. Gill. I am your host, Dr. Gill Winkleman. And today on the podcast, I want to talk about the healing archetype quiz. Now, before I jump into it, I just want to tell you it is not a personality test. It's really a map of where your healing wants to begin, where it needs to happen, and where it is you need to start. Because even though you might need the same treatment as someone else, if you're both in different places, the starting point is different. And it's important to recognize this, because what I found in my work is that when you know where you are and start from that place, what happens is that you build a foundation to then create the conditions that the healing will happen. And I've had many examples of this that we've talked about over the course of the last few weeks. For example, if you take vitamin B6 before you're ready for it, it can actually exacerbate situations in your body, right? And I think that this is important to really recognize. And so what this healing archetype quiz is that I developed it with an understanding of where people are. There are five profiles that I briefly mentioned last week. They came from years of sitting with people. And these come from a span of practices, including my naturopathic medicine, psychotherapy, somatic work, neuroscience. And what I'll call it is the deeper medicine of consciousness and patterning. I keep seeing the same recurring shapes over and over again. And they're not personality types. They're not diagnoses. They're basically orientations. They're how we're relating to the experience of our body and what our body and what we're capable of understanding and what our healing is asking for. So I began to map them, and the two axes that we explored last week are capacity, which is how much physiological and psychological resources does the system currently have, and orientation, whether we are pulled towards symptom resolution or something deeper. And it's interesting that these axes are kind of like, on the one hand, there's a piece of it that we do control, and on the other hand, there's a piece that we don't control, right? You can't necessarily control where you are in a physical state. You can control your orientation in theory, right? So it's kind of interesting. But where those axes intersect, and then also where the bridge is, gives us the five distinct archetypes. Each one is legitimate in its own right. There's no right or wrong here, just so you know. Each one has its own intelligence. Each one has its own need. Each one has a recommended path. So I want to walk you through each of the archetypes individually and just notice, not analyze, not categorize, just notice where something lands. Often it's our body that understands this before our mind does. Let's talk about the five archetypes. So the first one is the vessel. And the tagline for this is your system is carrying more than it can currently hold. Right now, getting through the day takes most of what you have. Energy is unreliable. Sleep doesn't restore. The body is usually asking for one thing, and that is less. It's not that it's weak. The vessel is full. When the nervous system carries load beyond its capacity, it shifts into protection mode. Everything narrows to survival. So higher functions, reflection, planning, emotional integration, those go offline. This is not a character problem. This is a biological response. It's a survival mechanism, and it has a specific solution, which is to reduce the load, restore grounding, and rebuild capacity. The vessel's path is stabilization. It's about finding regulation. And the slow, profound work of making the body feel safe again. Not as a preliminary step before the real healing begins. This is the real healing. The second one is the adept. Tagline, you have the capacity, you want the precision. You have already done significant work on your health, and you know what helps you, what moves the needle, and what doesn't. Generic approaches generally stopped helping or satisfying a long time ago. The adept is resourced, self-aware. The challenge is that there's a plateau, not because you're not doing the work or it isn't the right work, but because the work isn't specific enough. Biochemical individuality is real. What produces results for one person may be a drag on another. Where general protocols max out, the next layer of progress comes from understanding your exact system and matching interventions to it with genuine clinical precision. The adept's path is the precision math, the targeted read. And often eventually the discovery that precision has a ceiling and there is something beyond it. The initiate, the call is real. Your body needs to catch up. You already sense that your symptoms connect to something larger. Patterns repeat, history surfaces in the body. The idea that healing involves more than fixing what is broken didn't come from a book. It arrived in you. You know it in your system. But your nervous system is carrying too much of a load right now. The gap between what you perceive and what your body can currently hold is the tension that you hold. The depth you're reaching for is there. It's real. It just needs ground to land on. The initiate's path is building the vessel first so that transformation being called on can actually be held. You are not behind. You just need to become prepared. The Wayfarer tagline is, you are not lost, you are crossing. Something familiar is no longer enough. You are not sure what replaces it. Symptom management still matters, and you also sense there's something deeper that shapes what keeps happening. The Wayfarer is in transition. One foot in the practice, one foot in the transformational. Not confused, just crossing. What the Wayfarer needs is not commitment to one path. It is a direct experience of what integrated work actually feels like. so that the direction of their healing can emerge from inside the work rather than being decided before it. This is a real place, and the crossing is sometimes the real healing work. And the alchemist, you are ready to change the pattern, not just manage it. You already know that the tools and protocols solve only part of what is running. Beneath the symptom sit a deeper architecture, early experiences, inherited responses, your spiritual path, the places where your history became biology. The alchemist has both the orientation and the capacity for depth work. They can stay present with difficult material, follow the process where it leads, integrate what surfaces. Their body can handle whatever it is that is thrown at it. The patterns being carried, whether that's early experiences, something that was inherited before they arrived on the planet, run quietly beneath every attempt to heal. Those are the signals. And signals can be rewritten, not because you will finally be fixed, because you will finally remember who you are before the signal told you who you were. I'm going to talk more about the quiz after the break. I'm going to take a break right now, and after that, we'll talk more. So stay tuned. Hello, and welcome. Hello, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Gill. I am your host, Dr. Gill Winkleman. And today on the podcast, I'm talking about the quiz that's going up on my website, and that'll be in the show notes, just so you know, on AskDrGill.com. And before I continue, I just want to remind people, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to send me an email to info@AskDrGill.com, AskDrGill.com. So I want to talk about the quiz. You now have the five archetypes that are out there: the wayfarer, the adept, the initiate, the vessel, and the alchemist. And as I said, and I just want to remind you that there's no right or wrong about where you are. It is where you are. And understanding that each place is the path, right? So the quiz that maps you to your archetype is not a personality assessment. It's more of a clinical orientation tool built around the two axes that we've been talking about for a few weeks, your current capacity and your healing orientation. The questions are straightforward. Most people can complete this in under 5 to 10 minutes. What you receive isn't a label, it's a mirror. Your archetype result comes with a description of what it means beyond what I talked about in the first half of the show, and what your system needs right now, and critically, what the next steps are for you to actually start to feel better. Not where you think you should be, not where you were last year, but where you are right now. And as I said, the quiz link is in the show notes. take it today. Let it show you something you might have been circling around for some time now. Because I actually think that what people are going to find is they're going to understand, like, oh, that's why that wasn't working for me. Or, oh, yeah, I felt like I need to go beyond what I've been doing with this doctor or that doctor. And I think it's important to realize this. So once you know your archetype, the question becomes, what now? So for some of you, the next step is a foundational consultation, a direct assessment of your nervous system and the load it's carrying, a stabilization protocol designed for your biology. And there's, you know, once you get stabilized, then other things will open. For some of you, it's a precision consultation. It's finding a specific biochemical map for your system and matching the protocols to it. For some of you, those who felt something shift when I described the alchemist, the next step may be rewrite the signal. That's a 12-week container that I'm putting together that holds physiology, psychology, somatic memory, and archetypal patterning in one process. And it's built for people who are ready to change your pattern and not just manage it. As for some of you, the next step is some of the offerings that I'm having, which is going to be various workshops and audiobooks that I'm putting together right now to help people understand what it is that they need and get ready for the rewrite the signal if that's where they choose to go. Because I really do think healing requires both the physical, the biochemical, but also the mental, spiritual aspect of things. Because I don't think it's one or the other. It's not mind and body, it's mind body, one word. And I've talked about this on the show many times. And there are other podcasts that you can listen to and also articles on my website. 3 weeks ago, I asked you why the same treatment works for some people and not others. The answer in the end is this: healing is not a universal process, unfortunately. It's not interchangeable with different people. A lot of things work for some people and not others. It's a specific response to a specific person at a specific time in their development. And when the response matches the person, I mean truly matches them, something shifts that no amount of the wrong approach could ever produce. I just want to acknowledge how much people have been working on terms of their health and trying to feel better. And acknowledge that maybe you've been working very, very hard at the wrong level or with the wrong map for a very long time. And this isn't a failure that you have created, or even, for example, the physician has created. It's what happens when you're using the wrong map to get around the wrong place. And so now we have a framework to locate where the work is going. So you have the framework, the quiz is waiting. What it shows you is the beginning of this new kind of work. Take it, see what it reflects, and trust that this is the right place to start. So thank you so much for joining me. I'm really hoping that this is going to add value for people and really help them on their healing journey. And until next time, we'll see you.